This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Today marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, a worldwide annual event to raise awareness and encourage environmental protection. Earth Day was founded by former Wisconsin Governor and State Senator Gaylord Nelson. Tia Nelson is his daughter. She's a veteran environmental activist and is currently the managing director for the Climate Change Program at the Madison-based Outrider Foundation. It's an organization that uses digital media to provide information on nuclear weapons and climate change. I spoke with Tia Nelson via Skype this week about future challenges to Earth's environment and the differences between the first Earth Day in 1970 and this one, 50 years on.
Well, there are some obvious differences. We have digital technology that connects us in a way that wasn't possible 50 years ago when there were no cell phones or computers or fax machines. So there's an organizing tool that exists now that didn't exist then. There are some important things that are very much the same from my perspective, namely that there is power in individual action and that by getting involved and using your voice and being informed voter, that we can make a difference.
There have been, in a fairly short time, a great number of rollbacks of environmental laws, opening of public lands, even just in this year alone. How do you stay inspired in your work in a time that seems to be really devaluing much of what you and other environmentalists have tried to achieve over the last 50 years?
It's hard. That's the short answer. It's hard. You're asking about rollbacks in environmental laws, and it's deeply distressing. I think were my father around today, he would tell you that really the most concerning thing would be that we've weaponized science, because you can't make sound public policy to protect public health without sound science. But when my father was interviewed on the eve of the first Earth Day, he said, "Our goal is an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for all human beings and all other living creatures. Our goal is a decent environment in its broadest and deepest sense, and it will require a long, sustained political, moral, ethical, and financial commitment far beyond any other commitment ever made by any society in the history of man." My point, his point, is that forging a sustainable society is something that will go on for decades. It will go on as long as humankind is seeking to live on a finite planet and prosper. And so we're going to have setbacks. We're going to have great leaps forward. And the journey will be complicated, long, and challenging. But it's one that we have to take.
What do you see as the greatest challenges to the Earth over the next 50 years?
Climate change is the biggest environmental challenge of our time. We know what the solutions are. We must pursue them with a sense of urgency, and only in doing so can we hope that we'll be celebrating a brighter future on the 100th anniversary of Earth Day. And I want the kids of today to know that I've done everything I can to help build that brighter future.
Tia Nelson, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for your interest in helping tell the story. I'm grateful.